The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you into our show. I'd like to call it Hope, but we're calling it Maria this morning. She just gave me the guidelines and outlines of what we're going to do. So, but that's an everyday deal for me, Bobby, and that's all right. But we do welcome you into our show. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning. We're at the Super Talk radio station with Dr. Phil here. He's been here as long as electricity has been here. So we're thankful we get to be part of the journey. And we get to do this every Thursday morning. And today is a special day. It's a kickoff of our 20-year anniversary of serving in this community. Living Free has put in really over 20 years, but officially it's 20 years. And we're excited. It's kicking off with this radio show. I'm here with my great friend Wesley Jackson, who's the director of the Freedom Center, Bobby Capps, who is the director of the Biblical Counseling at the Freedom Center, but his title is at the Crosswind Ministries down on Tate Street. And today our guest is, like I said, the host of the show, Maria Wilson, and we're going to be talking about the 20 years of Living Free here in Corinth and how it got started and some things that we overcome to get it started and some of the battles that got it started. And we're going to talk about some of the victories. We got a big weekend starting with this radio show tonight at Living Free. Polly Johnson will be sharing. Polly is a high school English teacher here at Corinth, but Polly was part of our team for 7 or 8 years and things. So I told her it was homecoming coming tonight. So we're excited about that. That kicks off at 6. And then all day tomorrow we've got events there at Living Free starting at 9 o'clock in the morning throughout the day. But also tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30, Wesley, we're having open house at the Freedom Center. So I want you to take a moment and invite people and tell them what goes on at the Freedom Center.
Yeah, Tommy, we're excited to be part of this big weekend with Living Free. I say it all the time at graduations. We definitely wouldn't be where we are today or who we are at the Freedom Center without Living Free, the local Living Free community, how they support our guys and love on them. It's a real privilege to be part of that and excited to see what the Lord has in store this weekend. But looking forward also to inviting everyone out to the Freedom Center there, 3:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. Just come check out the guys, check out the facility, come rake Ralph over the coals, and would love to get to know everybody and kind of share with you what we have going on out there and let you see where the magic happens at the Freedom Center. That's 42 County Road 278, Corinth. That's the address if you put it in GPS. That's 42 County Road 278. We got 6 guys at the Freedom Center right now. We're still looking to take a few guys in, Tommy, so we could do that today.
How does that happen, Wes?
So we'll start the process with an application on our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com. Go to the apply link or the info link, and we'll get in touch with you, and that'll get the ball rolling. Like I said, we have several beds and would love to be part of the journey.
All right. Well, again, we'd love to be part of that. Wesley was busy yesterday. How many guys did you carry to God's household? What I'm fixing to tell you is if you don't fit for our program, if you don't like, I mean, if it ain't a good fit for you, we're going to find a program that you can go to. Wesley, tell them what you did yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, picked up two guys at the jail. One was in jail. One met me there. And We headed south, picked up one at the Salvation Army there in Tupelo. So three total, and we headed over to Charleston, an extension of God's House of Hope there. Dropped them off, got them situated, and on a new journey. They'll spend 8 months over there working on the relationship with the Lord and trying to just get life figured out.
So, like I said, if it ain't a fit for our program is all men at the Freedom Center. So if it's a lady wanting help, still reach out to us, because we've got programs from Van Cleve, Mississippi to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Really, it's Goshen, Mississippi for the Home of Grace, folks. And that is on the coast. It's just kind of north of Ocean Springs, I guess, northeast of Ocean Springs. But Goshen for the Home of Grace for women, Nashville Rescue Mission for women, God's House of Hope for women, the Dream Center will take women. Mm-hmm. You've got a work program in Tupelo called Transformation Ranch that'll take women. So there's programs out there. If you want help, the only reason you ain't getting help, you don't want it. Yep. And for any from somebody that don't have no money, no insurance, to the guy that does have insurance and got deep pockets, we can get you help, okay?
Well, one of the things I was thinking earlier, Tommy, was that, you know, oftentimes when we're sharing about what Living Free is in the community and how the community supports it, that there's over usually 70 churches that support Living Free each year. And I just was thinking, you know, all too often, man, maybe them churches don't realize the impact they're having when they give to Living Free, because all of those get to share in carrying those people.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at carrying 50 to 70 guys to different programs this year and gals. And each of those churches play a crucial role in that, because they partake in giving to make that possible.
And we want to take in 40 or 50 in our program.
Yeah.
So you're talking about over 100 people.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been doing that a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing that a long time, so we don't take that for granted. Yeah. Sometimes I have to wonder. I push myself. I challenge myself. Me and Maria talked about this just the other day. Sometimes I catch myself. I don't want to take it for granted. It's an honor. It's a calling. It's a privilege of what we get to do every day. You know, them guys yesterday's in the jail. How many people's willing to go and get them and carry them somewhere? And not only carry them, but Wesley took care of these guys. Mm-hmm. They went by and ate a meal. They bought what supplies they need. The little intake fee that was there, Living Free is going to take part of that. So every church that has gave, and there's a bunch of them, from the little churches to the big churches and all in between.
Yeah.
Every denomination you can think about has supported us over the years. And I'm thankful for that. And it's just overwhelming sometimes. My wife Maria is with us today. Maria's been a part of it, seen it from day one, seen all the, you know, we like to talk about the victories, but she's went to many funerals with me and things. So, you know, it's a hard thing to do every day. But, you know, we just get up the next day and do what we're supposed to do.
Well, we have guys that come in, a guy that came in yesterday. We also had a guy that left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just the way it works.
And that guy was just there and checked in the day before.
So, I mean, it you know, our job is to show up and bring Jesus to people. But we're not the Savior. He is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, listen, we're going to get into the second segment so we can talk about Living Free. But listen, Wesley, on our social media post this morning, I forgot to tag all the radio sponsors. I just thought about that. We've got one of them with us. My wife, Maria Wilson, is with us, Wilco Real Estate Group. For all your needs, reach out to my wife. Even yesterday, we was at the state tournament softball game. I think she done three deals yesterday how we was on the road or at the stadium. So I'll just tell you, she's going to outwork anybody. My daughter is saying include her, so we got to include her. Hey, reach out to Maria or Olivia for any of your real estate need or any of Maria's teams. How many people you got on your team, Maria?
We have 8 total.
Got 8. Does that count you? Mm-hmm. All right. So 8 folks. So any of your real estate needs from North Mississippi to Tennessee, you got people. John lives in Tippett County. You got people lives in McNary County. You got people lives in Alcorn County. Any other counties? So you've got Tishomingo County, so you got counties listed. I mean, people living there that cares about your place. I want to give a shout out to Daniel Arthur at Subway. They're going to feed us tomorrow for lunch. But Daniel and his family has been a part of this journey for a long time. I mean,
the
really.
Whole time.
Oh, yeah. Daniel, his dad and me goes back before me and Maria. So me and Maria has been together 30 years. The Arthur family has been a big part of this 20-year journey and plus. So a big shout out to the local Subways here. They got three in town.
Gave you your first honest job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friend Bart Dorn at Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo. Any of your pharmacy needs, I stopped and seen Bart Tuesday afternoon and just kind of thanked him for the support and stuff. So I'm thankful for my friend Bart and his family. I'm run out. So can I get Outpost Outdoors? I talked to Joe Lee this morning.
There we go.
Maria sent him ice cream and cookies yesterday.
I didn't know he was on a diet.
Yeah,
So
Joe, how you eating cookies and ice cream this morning? We're pushing you on the radio. We're thankful for our brother Joe Lee. Nick Bain, Nick's a dear friend. Nick will be speaking tomorrow at Living Free at 11:15. So we'd encourage you to be part of that.
Yeah, also we got Hudson Window Solutions, who came on last summer. Thankful for Perry and his group. Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, all supporters of our show. If you're out and about and you are in any of these establishments today, tell them you heard about them right here on the Super Talk Show Hope. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back. This is our second segment. I did not give phone numbers and things in the first segment. My wife said we said a lot of words in that segment, which is normal. But look, 662-603-9829. It is a text line only. Any comments you want to say about the show, but today we're focusing on Living Free Ministries. 662-603-9829, or you can listen on the line anywhere in the world, supertalk.fm Corinth. We've got friends from Chattanooga. We got friends from around the country that's listening today, and we're thankful
for that. If you're at the Internet Cafe in Mumbai, India, you can sit down and listen to.
So that's some ways. But also you can go on our Facebook page. Alex has got to get it caught up, but you can go back and listen to all of our radio posts on our Facebook page at livingfreecorinth.com. Click on the listen page and they'll come up. You can listen to any of our radio shows. But today we are talking about 20 years of living free. I can remember when it got started. I can remember why it got started. I got saved in 1998. Lord started opening up doors immediately and started sharing in a lot of local churches. And some Sundays I'd share in three churches: Sunday morning brotherhood breakfast, Sunday morning church service, Sunday night church service. And I really loved that. It allowed me to grow and get to know how a church looks, because I'd never been in a church. And so we got to doing that, and soon after that, people started calling. Well, my brother's strung out. My brother's in jail. What do I do? Well, all I need to do is tell, man, you need to tell him about Jesus, get him saved, and make sure he just keeps showing up to church. And that's true. But over the years, we've put a program together to help expand that. My brother got in trouble. He was in jail sometime in 2004. And maybe 2003, 2004, and I sent a guy from Savannah, Tennessee, named Jim Farrakis to see him. And my brother didn't want none of that. But Jim invited us to start coming to Savannah to some group meetings. My boss, Dan Arthur, had introduced me to Jim, actually drove me from Corinth one day to meet Jim Farrakis and said, there's a guy in Savannah, Tennessee you need to meet. And it was Jim Farrakis. He is the director of the Teen Challenge program in Savannah. At that time, they didn't have a residential program. They had support group meetings on Monday night, Thursday night, or it was Tuesday and Thursday. And so I started going up there. And I had a friend start going with me, David Dodd. And we kept riding back and forth up there. My brother got out of jail, and he went with me. And one of our other friends, Bert Coleman. And David and Bert both has passed away. But we just kept going up there. And, man, one night coming home, David, we talked every week. Man, Corinth, we need a meeting like this right here. We need a group meeting like this right here. And David Dodd looked at me and said, Bubba, are we just going to keep talking about this, or are you going to do something about it? That kind of pushed me out of the boat, and I learned how to swim. And I went to Kenny Digby, who was the Baptist Association director, and told him what I wanted to do. Went to my pastor at the time, told him what I wanted to do. I will never forget what he told me. He said, brother, it's needed, but you're fixing to open a can of worms up, and you ain't never going to be able to put the top back on. Well, Kenny, just being Kenny, throwed me the key and said, brother, just do whatever you need to do. And so sometime in 04, right there, we started getting it organized. And February 04 or February 05, we started meeting officially at the Baptist Association. And that's how we got started. God. The second week, Truman Stockdale showed up. And Truman had been a part of me ever since then. But out of that original group, 12, 15 people, they just kept showing up every week, kept showing up. And sooner or later, we went out to Magnolia Funeral Home. They had just purchased that building. And they, and D. Dodd went out there and got a key. And they loaned us a building out there for about a year. And we eventually bought it. So that's the start of it. That's how we got started. I didn't know what we was doing then. I don't know much what we're doing now, but I do know this. We show up and unlock the doors and somebody's there. And we have a program now. And for about the first 10 years, I was just getting this merchandise. I was just buying these books from Jim up in Savannah. And then he told me a webpage I could order them from. So I'd go on there and order them. I had no idea about living free nationally. I had no idea what was going on globally. And it was called Turning Point Ministries at the time. But about 10 years ago, I'm 10 years into it, I'm in Maria's at the mattress store, and I get a phone call from Dan Strickland. And I didn't know who Dan Strickland was. Dan Strickland happened to be the president of Living Free Global, or they had just changed their name from Turning Point to Living Free. And I won't ever forget that day, Maria. I was on the phone with him, and I hung up the phone, and Maria said, "Who was that?" And I said, "Well, that was Dan Strickland. He says he's president of Living Free, and he's in Memphis, and he wants to come talk to me." First thing Maria says, "Wesley, what have you done now, Tommy? What have you got us into?" But tell them what that opened up for us, Maria.
As far as the Living Free?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it brought us into a whole other community of people that around the world, especially around the country, the ones we've met, that are doing the same thing in their community. Yeah. And it's brought us a lot of good friends.
Yeah. So it really broadened our wider ministry from not just North Mississippi, really, but the country of the United States and even global. So Wesley, Living Free is actually in like 130 countries.
139, I think.
130 countries or something like that. They're in like 30 different languages. The material that they use and the training, they train people. They train people how to do support groups, and they train people how to start ministries like this here. So, and they use us for a model, because we're one of the only ones that is driven, community driven. For the most part, most of them is set up within a church and driven locally by a local church and things, but we're one of the handfuls that, and a lot of it has been done in prisons and in the local jails. They use their material in the prisons and local jails, which is absolutely great material. But we use it as a community-driven ministry. So, Maria, you've been here during the 20 years. Walk us back to the start of it and how.
Well, yeah, that's one thing that I was sitting here thinking, Tommy, as you were talking about this, because I think about with my wife, and I've heard Maria say it before, is early on when you first came to Maria with this grand ideal of starting Living Free, you know, you guys had just come out of a life that was plagued with heartbreak and hurt, family hurt, drug addiction hurt, you know, and then to live a few years with things trending up, and then all of a sudden have this grand ideal to just dive head first back into this tough ministry. I mean, it's a tough ministry by all accounts. There's a few wins, but there's a lot of losses. All of a sudden you're inviting the same type of people that your wife just begged and pleaded you to get away from right back into your circle. So, Maria, what was that like for you in the early years?
Well,
you
know, first of all, he didn't even tell me this was happening. He went up at church one day and said, I feel like I'm being called to the ministry. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I went from marrying somebody that, you know, our first trip together was to Vegas. And I never did drugs, but now I did like to have a good time. So, you know, I didn't know about the drugs in the beginning. And so we went from, you know, having a fun life to... you know, when he got saved, I mean, he changed. I watched him. He didn't dress the same. He didn't talk the same. He didn't look the same. And so I was still adjusting to that kind of life because we went from going out and having a good, you know, in quotation marks, good time to not doing anything like that. I mean, so we even lost, you know, sets of friends. And so that was kind of hard for me too, because I could go and have fun, but still have a normal life. And, you know, sometimes everybody can't do that if you have those, you know, issues, whatever. So I was still adjusting to that. Then he goes up and says he's being called to the ministry. And my first thought was, I cannot move to Africa. I just didn't know what it meant. It was the fear of the unknown. And so once, you know, we got all that worked out and he wanted to help people, and I was totally okay with that as long as it was from a distance.
Yeah.
Because the way he and I both grew up, I was finally, I thought I was living the American dream. He worked, I only worked part-time when the kids were in school. We had a house, we went to church 3 times a week, you know.
Had a golden retriever.
Had a golden retriever, yeah. We had everything that I ever thought I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely living in this box, and I was totally fine with it. But he came and did this, and then he's like, I want to start a ministry. And I was like, why? You know, why? Because I did not, and I said what you said. I was like, we just got away from all that. And I wanted to do everything I could to raise my kids differently than some of the things that Tom and I went through as kids. And then he wants to just bring it into our life. And I was not on board with it. I mean, I wanted him to do it, but I wanted to be, I did not want to be a part of it.
Yeah, understandably.
And I did go with him a few times there in the beginning. I could not, everybody I've ever been close to hurt me. And so I was like, why are we putting ourselves right right there to be hurt again? And so that's why I've always had a wall up about, you know, people at the ministry until the Freedom Center really has changed me in that. Now, I did get close to some people at Living Free, but it was an adjustment, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy on me, and I didn't make it easy on him, but I knew that that's what he was called to do. But the real test was when he said, I'm leaving Subway to open a mattress store to branch out. And I was like, you're kidding me. I had just gotten used to the ministry part. And, you know, at least we still had a paying job. And then he's like, I'm giving that up and I'm going to open a mattress store. And I was like, how many people can buy a mattress? You know,
miles west of High Price as everybody can buy one today.
Yes. But it was not an easy adjustment. And I look back and I'm thankful that he had the faith and that he listened to God and did not listen to me, because I don't know where we'd be, you know, had that not happened, because we've met some of our very best friends through the ministry. And, you know, I don't know if we'd have done that.
Some of them friends is going to be with us in the morning. Joe and Carrie Blackaby. Mm-hmm. Blackaby was some of the first big victories.
I was there for that night. Yeah. I was there the night they stood up and said, we're leaving to go get our kids. Yeah. And
Larry Betts, you know, and then Brandon Minks. You know, Craig and Polly, but then Wesley come on the scene about 5 years ago. So, you know, throughout the years, and you can go back to Lee Hall, Don Vince, and some of these people.
Vincent was, and Lee, they're the reason we have the Christmas Day meal, because I was so scared of them not having somewhere to go. Well, I wanted to do it anyway, but then when you said nobody's going to show up, and I said, I know two people who will show up. And so
them two did show up.
And I'm telling you, the people I've met through the ministry have changed my life.
And Bobby, come, how many years ago did you come on the scene? 15?
Yep.
About 15 years ago. I'll never forget. Bobby Capps calls me, says, I'm Bobby Capps. I just moved here. I'm here, the director of Crosswind Ministries. Won't you come by and meet me? Won't you? I'm set up a meeting. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know what he was getting into that day, I guess. But I remember
he's
that
locked
day.
In now.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, the Dorans, the Pittman. I mean, there's so many people that we could name that not only helped, you might have helped them in some way, but
they've turned out to help us so much. For a season, you know, families just helped my family.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Arthur helped my family to unbelievable. We wouldn't have got there if it hadn't been for Dan.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, maybe Michael and Alicia and them picked us up and kind of spoiled us for a little bit. And they've been to other families since then. And so we're very thankful for that. But, you know, our mission was to bring the gospel to the hurting folks. Our mission was to mentor people from addiction to living life in our community. And we've been able to do that through small group meetings. You know, the number says that only less than 10% of guys, women will leave their community to go to a residential program. So that opens up the door for community ministry like ours to be able to bring people in. I believe all the churches ought to have support group. I believe we ought to have support group on each corner of the county and in each county. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the third segment. We're celebrating 20 years of Living Free. We'd like to hear some questions, thoughts, 662-603-9829. We'll be right back.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back. We're in our third segment. We've got Wesley here, Bobby here, my wife Maria here, and we're just talking about the 20 years of Living Free and the start of it. And one of the things I can go back to is when we moved out to Magnolia Funeral Home, and we was there about a year, and we wanted to buy that building. We just put it out, and Dude Conway at Bethlehem got me started with a great donation, and we was able to buy that building. And then some years later, probably 6-8 years later, we bought the other building, and Brother James Foyles come in and remodeled it and put the wood up, blacked it out, and, you know, put a projector, and we made it look really good. So, you know, over the years, I'll tell you this, for the last 20 years, the first year, maybe even the first year and a half, we took up a money, just a donation thing every night to kind of cover the costs. I was working at Subway, so we could have some sandwiches, we could have some cookies, chips. And so we'd take up an offering every week just to kind of cover that. And every week for over a year, we took up $17.
It was always $17.
Every week we took up $17.
It was the craziest
thing. So we wanted to buy the building. We just put the building out there, and our friend Dude Conway at Bethlehem Baptist Church got us started with that. And we'll be with Dude this Sunday morning for Brotherhood Breakfast. But the community has supported us. Tons of churches. You know, one of my goals was not to hang a denomination on the building. I wanted it to be a community mission-minded place that hurting folks could come and feel safe. They could feel part of it, and that's one of the things we did. And for the last 18 years, Bobby, you've been here 15 years, and you've seen churches after churches, businesses after businesses, families after families support us.
Well, in every way you can imagine. I mean, they feed us.
Yeah.
We have three meetings a week. You know, we're fed by different people. We're taken care of in so many ways. You invite us to your brotherhood breakfasts. You let us come and tell our story. Hundreds of you have done it, churches. And one of the things about this type of community ministry is that addiction don't really care if you're a Baptist or a Pentecostal.
No.
And addiction doesn't care if you have ever been to church or if you go every week. Don't care if you're rich or you're poor. And so if we set up our ministry to only serve a particular group of people, we weren't really going to be serving the addicts. And our whole deal was we were going to serve the addicts and people that are struggling with addiction and wanted some place to find some hope. And so we just couldn't have those barriers around our ministry. And one of the ways that Tommy did that was he just said, well, I'm just going to show up at anybody that'll open the door. And you guys have opened the door, and it's been amazing. You've loved us. You've supported us. You've let us in your houses. You've let us tell our stories. You've let us. You've sent us your people when they've been in trouble. God set them free. And if He hasn't, we've walked together while we've suffered, while you've suffered, and we suffer with you. We've bared your burdens, and you've bared ours, and. And it's been a really wonderful thing to watch God do it. And this community is amazing to me, how it wraps its arms around ministries and definitely how it's wrapped its arms around Living Free.
One of our guys that started showing up to start with just texted me, Chad. Me and him knowed each other before, and his pastor was trying to encourage him to come out there to a meeting. And he said, well, who runs it? He told him a guy named Tommy Wilson. He said, ain't the Tommy Wilson I knew. And he showed up, and there I was. He just texted me, man, you made my day, man. And he mentioned that David Dodd and Truman Stockdale was special men of God. Them two guys was kind of my support in the early years. I had Truman on one side, D. Dodd on the other side and things. And they really helped me lay the foundation of that. And so I'm thankful for that. But yeah, from every church, you know, from I can say here in this city, from First Press, First Methodist, First Baptist, they've all been a part of it. So the non-denominations, our guys was at Brother James's church, Mission of Hope, this past week. This Sunday, our guys will be, some of them will be at Bethlehem Baptist Church, some of them will be at Golden Central Baptist Church, them Brotherhood. Then they're going to First Press Church. We're going to have church on the lake. I mean, they just so many people involved.
Truman's Sunday school class for a couple years was like the mission center anytime they had other things other than addiction, like they were taking care of all that.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, it's just like all these
it
different.
It was an unbelievable time right there. So it's just been unbelievable to see the people. And, you know, over the years, Maria, our team has changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, like you said, seasons. There's a time that, you know, God used certain people in our life and the ministry to do what they needed to do. Because everybody can't do it every day, all day like you do. And so I think that's what our community works so well, because we have people who they don't have time, but they have the finances, or they don't have the finances, but they have the time. And it doesn't matter what church or what they do, they're all a part of it. And I think that's what makes your ministry, you know, because we get to go to these other towns and see how these other ministries work. And the way you have invited every church in and every person, no matter what, I think that's what makes such a difference in your ministry.
All right. Well, it's been an unbelievable ride. We're going to get to celebrate it. And I was thinking about Polly sharing tonight. What would you say about
Polly?
I'm
so excited.
What would you? We met Polly through her friend Jeff York at Shawali Baptist Church.
Yeah, he said y'all got to hear her story. And everything about her is good to me. But her story doesn't stop when she got saved. Her story just began, and what led her to that point and just her past and what she went through. And I can't wait. It's going to be so good. You do not want to miss that. She just has, and she articulates it so well. Like, I wish I could get my thoughts to come out like hers do, because...
Don't we all?
Oh, man, she's so good. I wish I was an English
okay, teacher.
Tommy. Yeah. But, yeah, she is...
I thought me and Polly had some things in common.
Okay. I can't wait to hear her hear that. But she will not only... she's not only going to make you cry, she'll make you laugh, and she'll make you see just what happens when you allow God to work in your life.
And there for a season. I don't know how many years, probably 7 or 8 years, she was there with us.
Oh, yeah. And then she even took that and took it into the church.
Yeah, she our home church here. Yeah. And she still uses some of the material on Wednesday nights.
So you guys are quoting Ecclesiastes, you know, where it says there's a time and a season for everything under heaven. And that's how God ordained it. He set it up for us to go through seasons of this or that, and y'all had different seasons even inside the ministry. There's been different seasons.
Oh yeah,
and you know, even like saying, well, we need to do our own residential, you know, facility, and that's another season.
Yeah,
and which has kind of opened up a whole another, you know, piece of who we are. And so there's all these seasons. When we first here, we were just doing the homeless ministry, and then I was like, wait, well, these problems are deep and wide, and we better start opening up some counseling. So I mean, it's just the Lord just leads you to do whatever you're going to do. And so
I want to go ahead and just kind of announce our next mission here. We're going to open up a transition home, our next project. Yeah. So, you know, and all that's just coming out of the years that we've put here, you know. So 3-4 years ago, the residential program called the Freedom Center was birthed and opened up. And from the Freedom Center to where we're at now, we see the need of transition home.
We got guys, and this is simple, out of our guys that we graduate, some of them definitely don't have a stable environment to begin to rebuild their lives.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Tommy. I don't want anybody to leave.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, can we just build like a compound? And because now that I get close to them, I'm real close to them, and I don't want them to go.
And here's the other piece. They're fragile. For some of them, this is the first 3 months sober they've been in 25 years.
Yeah.
And many of them will tell us, this is the first 3 months I've been sober in 25 years. And so if you don't think that's fragile, it is. And so they've got to completely rebuild their life. As how do I live life as a sober guy? They ain't done it. And so somehow, if we can contribute to that and create an environment where they can have some stability, have a little bit more freedom, begin to get jobs, begin to get their wheels under them, that'd be a real wonderful tribute and need, you know, that really needs to be met.
All right. Well, Maria, I know you're going to have to go pretty quick here, but I want you to you got 2 minutes to kind of tell us about how you see Living Free today and just share your heart with us here for a minute.
Well, I'm ashamed of how I started out my thoughts of Living Free back all those years ago, just because, like I said, I was in the box and I was happy and I just didn't want to bring anybody else in because I didn't want to get hurt and I had the walls up. And now I don't go to LF like I used to and like I like to, but I know, the hope that's found there and I see it and I hear it. And to see all of you, and now that we have the Freedom Center and it opened the door for, they come over on Sunday for lunch a lot of times. And that's where it's amazing to me to see, and I'm going to use Jay as an example. The first time he came over, I don't think he ever raised his head. I don't think he ever looked me in the eye. He was just there. And the last time he came over, made me cry, he was smiling. I mean, like, whole different look on his face.
Yep.
And so, I mean, like, it was like we watched him transform. And everybody doesn't have that big of a transformation that I see. Now, I think y'all see a whole lot more of that than I do. He was just the example that's so recent. And just hearing him talk, and it just reminded me, first of all, what a horrible human I was to ever doubt this ministry in the beginning. but to see what can happen when people like y'all pour your life into them. And because this isn't a 9-to-5, this isn't an 8-to-5, this is 24/7. And there are days Tommy don't want to pick up the phone because he knows it's either it's going to be somebody needs help or somebody needs help. I mean, and you know, when we lost somebody from the Freedom Center not long after he left the Freedom Center, and my first reaction to Tommy was, I was like, why? Why do you keep doing this? How are you going to go and do this tomorrow after all the time you put in him and all the he had so much potential and life in him, and how are you going to do it again tomorrow after he passed away? And Tommy, his words were, I've got to, because I've got to try not to let that happen to the next guy. That just, because me, I probably would have just locked the doors and said, I can't deal with this hurt anymore. But these men, the Freedom Center, everybody that deals, I mean, and it's not just the three of y'all, there's a whole lot of people, but a
big team.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just can't imagine how you would do it without them. And I'm just thankful for the team that God's put together for you and for this community.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And listen, we just got a text that the show was much better when we had Maria. So we got to take a break. We got to take a cut, and we'll be right back.
Make sure you're here for the next segment. We're going to tell you the schedule of all the events for this weekend so that you can plug in and be a part of celebrating with us for 20 years. Yeah. So make sure that you stick around for our last segment. We're going to tell you how the weekend's going to unfold.
We'll be right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's springtime. Baseball season started. College basketball is finishing up. Camping season's beginning. It's the best time of the year. It's also a great time to buy a new mattress or a new piece of furniture. Don't forget, we are your bounce house and water slide headquarters. Come see us or just call us. And folks, you know you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey guys, we're welcome back to our last segment of today's show, and we're just celebrating the 20 years of Living Free. But we want to kind of go over the schedule so you can be involved. We'd love to have you, whatever you can do. And it starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Polly Johnson will share. Rocky Miller will kick us off with some music. We got people coming in our friend Josh Barton from the Home of Grace, our friend Jeff Harp, and some other people from Living Free out of Chattanooga and Indiana's coming. So our friend Mark Bishop may be there tonight. And then our friends at Kasu Methodist Church is going to be there grilling hamburgers, hot dogs. So it'll be a big night tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. We want to invite you. Big shout out to Kasu Methodist for taking care of that meal. And then in the morning, starting about 8:30, we're going to have some donuts, some breakfast stuff to eat. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to get kicked off. Rocky again will kick us off with some music. And then I'm going to share the 20-year journey. I'm going to have guys that's been part of the 20 years there with me. So I want to invite you that.
Guess at what time in the morning?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock that starts. And then about 9:30 to 10:30, I'm going to share that and have some testimonies of people. 10:30, Sheriff Randy Toler from Prentice County, Sheriff Ben Caldwell from Alcorn County, Chief Landon Tucker may be there too. So these guys will tell you as far as the impact that Living Free's made as far as law enforcement there. And then around 11:15, our friend Nick Bain's going to share. So it's an action-packed morning. A lot of stuff going on in the morning at Living Free. We're going to have at lunch, our friend Daniel Arthur is going to cater at Subway. And then after lunch, Brandon Quinn, the superintendent of education, will share the impact that Living Free's had on the school. And then your friend, the judge,
yeah,
Becky Phelps, is going to share the impact that Wesley and them's been working with in the city courts. That'll get us to about 3. And then they've got some training. Living Free is going to go on from 3:30 to 5:30. But we've got an open house at the Freedom Center. During that time, we invite you, public, come see what the Freedom Center is tomorrow from 3:30 to 5:30. Then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we got a full-blown worship service. Church of the Crossroads, a worship team led by Rocky Miller, and their pastor, Jared Hyatt's going to be sharing. And then after that, dinner bell is catering fish and chicken. So, man, come out, be a part of it. Big day tomorrow. And then Saturday morning from 9 to 12, they've got training. Living Free, if you've ever wanted to start a Living Free group or support group in your church, community, workplace, home, come out and be a part of that. You can take some training, get certified. And when that gets wrapped up, we're going to Goat Island about 1 o'clock, 1:30, and we're going to have a picnic. Our friend Joe Lee and that crew is furnished the meal. So we're going to wrap it up with a picnic. And so we're excited. That's a action-packed, full weekend, celebrating 20 years.
And we know it's on a Friday. We know that's a work day for some of you, but we'd sure love to share our story with you and love for you to be a part of it. You're the guys who have made it all happen for us, and we want to tell you the story. And so if you can take off, especially come and hear Tommy's testimony at in the 9 o'clock segment, and then listen to these other community members as they tell how Living Free has invested and impacted their communities. And, of course, our evening services, we hope that they're packed with you, that you hear the story of what God's done.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, just we've got to get out of here. Go to our social media, my page for that schedule. Text us 662-603-9829. We're going to wrap it up with the last verse of Jude right quick.
Yes. All right. So this is Jude 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Y'all have a good
Amen. Week.